Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, where today to you? This is Lisa Williams from eBay. So how may I help you?
I just got a message from you saying that you're taking $299 from my account.
Yes, sir, you're right. So it is a confirmation call because today morning you have tried to purchase the gift card cost you $299. So you want to place your order.
I did not purchase anything. I've been getting a lot of fraud from you and also Amazon.
Yes, I am.
I live in Australia. So where is this coming from?
I'm speaking with Mr. Anthony.
Yes, I am Mr. Anthony Grambo.
Yes, right. So actually, I'm Mr. Anthony Grambo. Today morning, misused your number and your name and information, and they have tried to create the fake account.
Can you tell me where the gift card is going to, please?
It's from eBay.
Yeah, from eBay, but where's it going to? If someone made a purchase of $200,
it's going to California of US. Do you know anyone?
Why would I order a $200 gift card to give to California? I think that's fraud.
Okay, you have it. Okay, that's fraud.
Yes, because I don't have $200 in my account.
Okay, no issues, sir. All right, no need to worry. I'm just going to help you for the cancellation process. It's an online, and after that, I will block those. Okay, so after that, I will block those hackers who try to misuse your information without your knowledge. So you need to put me on speaker mode, loud speaker mode.
Yeah, I've got you on speaker at the moment because my phone is really buggered and it's old.
Okay,
and
no issue. It's an old phone, all right. Do you have any other devices apart of this old phone, like a laptop, computer, a smartphone?
No, I don't have a smartphone. My telephone is a YN10.
Okay. And you don't do... Okay.
And if any other phones are actually contacting me, it's fraud.
Okay, you don't have a computer or laptop at your place?
Nope.
Okay, you don't have. Okay. And you do online shopping, sir? You do online shopping?
No, I don't do it on eBay.
Okay. From which device you use for doing online activities?
Yeah, well, I keep checking my... Every time I get a phone call from you saying that you're taking money from my account, every time I look on purchases, it's not on there.
Yes, sir, because they have tried to create a fake account. That's why it will not be able, you can see on your account, okay? Because they have tried to misuse your information to create another fake account.
Yeah, well,
okay.
I'm over
there. So,
saying that you're taking money from my account.
Okay.
I do have a bank account.
So we found something suspicious thing. As I told you, we found some suspicious thing. So that's why we put the money on hold. We haven't approved your payment. If we will approve your payment, the money will be debited. You will be able to see on your transaction, sir, but you put the money on hold. So
would you be able to send me the address of that where the gift card is going to, please? Because this is fraud.
I need to
find out who's doing this fraud against me.
So, okay, this is business and everything. We will show you, sir. Yes, we will show you each and everything, sir. Yes, we will send you the invoice. Listen to me, sir. We will send you the invoice. On that paper, you will see able to see each and every information of those people. So first of all, you need to tell me that do you have any device, a smartphone, any laptop, any computer at your place?
I've only got this telephone that I talk on.
It's a smartphone.
No smartphone.
Nope. It's a keypad one. Keypad one, touch one.
This one here? No, it's a flat screen one. It's the only phone I got. I got an Hawaiian 10.
Okay. It's a bigger screen one, right?
Hawaiian 10. Yep, a Hawaiian 10.
It's a bigger screen one. Okay, so open the Play Store application.
I got this.
Okay, you have a Play Store. Open the Play Store
application.
Okay. Open the Play Store application.
Yeah, you want me to open my application?
Yes, Play Store. Open the Play Store app. Not even Play Store.
Give me a second. Let me open my phone.
Yes, sir. Take your time.
Right, I'm opening eBay now.
Not eBay, sir. You need to come out from the eBay and open the Play Store application or App Store.
I've just opened up eBay.
No, you need to come out from there because... No. You need to come out from the eBay account.
I've got 5 messages in the eBay.
Okay. And come out from there.
You're updating messaging. Alright.
Yes.
Got it.
Come out from there and open the Play Store application.
You want me to open applications?
Yeah, it's a Play Store. Play Store.
Alright. I don't know what applications mean. What are you talking about, applications? What, you want me to open up Play Store
Yes, Play Store. Open the Play Store app.
Oh, hang on, I'll find it. Play Store. Right, it's open.
Yes, sir, very good. Now, sir, just have a good look very top. Can you see the long search panel box, the search box over there?
No, I've just got games, apps, and books.
And very top, there's a magnifying glass. Can you see the magnifying glass very top?
Yeah, hang on, up the top. From there.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you the cancellation app's name. You need to type over there, letter A for Alpha.
Yep.
N for Nancy.
Was that L or F?
N. It's N for November. It's N, yes, right. And Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
D for doctor, letter D.
A D? D for dog?
Yeah, E for echo, yes, sir, right, E for dog. E for echo, letter E. Then S for sugar, letter S.
Two E's there. Hang on. Not after D, do you want two E's?
Not two E's, one E, single E.
Yeah, got that.
S for sugar or Singapore. Yeah, and K for kingdom or king.
Yeah, got it.
Now find this application, go for search, and click on install.
Do I have to install? What do you want AnyDesk for?
Yes, sir, AnyDesk. Give a click on install. AnyDesk remote desktop software.
What do you install for? What, do you want to look at my phone?
Yeah. No. We don't want to do. We are going to share you the cancellation form.
This is what you're asking for?
No. It doesn't mean that. It means that we are going to send you the cancellation form, an ID, and share you the information from where those order has been placed. We are going to connect you to our security department so that we will block those people, all right?
Yeah, because I use eBay to buy parts for cars. So I use my eBay, but I'm in Australia. Do you know what I mean? And you're getting these messages from overseas saying that purchasing other things. Is that correct?
No, sir. We don't want to look anything. We don't want to see anything. What is on your phone or nothing else. We are just going to help you to connect you to our security department. Nothing else.
Well, I opened it.
Okay. Click on install. Yeah. Give a click on OK. Continue. Yeah. Continue. OK. Install.
And now it's got any just plug in, add one.
Okay, give a click on, do one thing, don't click on install. Come out from there. Come back to normal home screen.
Yeah, got normal screen. Now I'm looking for...
I'm looking for AnyDex application. Looking for AnyDex application.
Yep, got it.
Now, don't click on it this time, okay. Cancel, yes, very good. Click on cancel.
Yeah, it says a terminal. You can
tutorial. Can you see the tutorial?
Right.
Yeah, give a click on double highlighted area and escape the tutorial.
Now it's got your address set.
That is the cancellation. Just confirm me that number 151.
226650.
Sir, tell me that number slowly. One by one.
Two.
Okay.
6 5.
Okay. 5 0.
7.
Okay.
4 6.
Okay. 7 4.
7 4 6.
Okay, I'm confirming your number once again. 226650746. Is it correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and just below the number, can you see the set password option?
Yeah, it says set password.
Yes, give a click on that set password.
Only show income session request.
Scroll down. You will able to scroll down. You will able to see there is a permission profile option. Permission profile.
Access in control list.
No. Click on unattended access. Click on unattended access. All right.
Access control list?
No. Can you click on permission profile?
So you're trying to get into my phone? No, it's got...
No, we are not going to get into your phone. We are going to give you the privacy.
Is that the one you want?
No. Can you see the permission profile? Can you see the...
Check settings with device or dominant credit. Creation or something.
Sir, do one thing. Permission to file. Can you see any option over there? Scroll down.
Yeah, I have scrolled down.
Okay, can you see the permission to file option over there?
Permission, no. Timeout, automatic closing, coming session on. Discovery.
Okay, scroll up. Yes. Scroll up.
Access control list.
Scroll up. You will be able to see permission profile just above the access control list. Can you see that?
Profile?
Yes, right. Correct. That one. Click on that.
That one?
Yes, that one. Click on that.
Yeah, I've got that.
Okay, scroll down and can you see unattended access?
Yep.
Okay, I give a click on that, unattended access.
Yep.
Alright, okay. Now scroll down and you will see enable unattended access. Can you see that?
What did you say that one again?
Enable unattended access. Can you see the square box?
Says hear my device sounds output, control my device keyboard and mouse, show control mouse pointer.
No, nothing like that. Just above. Can you see the enable unattended? Don't scroll. Scroll up and just able to see the enable unattended access.
No, I can't see it.
Yeah, scroll up because you had to scroll down. Scroll up a little bit and you will able to see very top, the second or third. Scroll up a little bit.
Hear my device sounds output, control my device, keyboard and mouse, show a control corner.
So no need to read all the thing, okay? No need to read. You have to just have a good look very top. Scroll up a little bit.
Access my device clipboard. Access my device clipboard to transfer files.
Okay. Can you see the close option? Give a click on close option.
Close option. No,
close at the right side, yeah. Close it, and now what can you see?
Control my device, access my device clipboard, access my device clipboard and transfer files.
Click on above, scroll up.
Yep.
Scroll up, can you see the... Can you see the enable unattended?
It says allow to record session. That's the last one.
Allow to what?
Allow to record session.
You click on close. Can you see the close option?
Close option, no.
There's the red cross.
You can see close. It's got close right at the bottom.
Yeah, close it.
Yep.
Now what can you see?
Default, full access.
Yeah, give a click on full access. Give a click on full access.
Yep. Profile, full access.
Yes, give a click on full access.
Yep. What do you want to do there?
Okay, once you have click on full access, so you need to do one thing. Click on enable unattended access. Can you see the square box?
Yep.
Yeah, give a click on that. Yeah, listen carefully, sir. I'm going to tell you the secure password. You need to tap over this. Letter E for O. All in a small letter,
Apple,
you need to type.
Apple,
yeah, E for not Apple. Yeah, all in, yeah. Right, E for Echo.
So, what letter was first? E?
E, yes, small letter, E. Then B for Bravo. B for Bravo.
Yep.
Again, A for Apple.
A for Apple.
Yeah, Y for Yellow.
Y for yellow, yep.
Yeah, number 7.
Number 7.
Number 8.
Yep.
Number 6.
Yep.
Okay, number 0.
Yep.
Okay, now can you see the OK option? Do you click on OK?
Yep.
Okay, have you click on OK? Now what can you see?
It's just gone back to permission profile.
Okay, now close. Can you see the close, close option? Click on close, close.
Yep.
Okay, can you see the security where you drop the red color bar and arrow pointing left hand side? Can you see that?
No, it's just got a plus sign, permission profile. It's got a big blank.
Yeah, just above of the screen, you were able to see there's a red color bar.
What was that?
Okay, sorry for that. Okay. So very top, just have a good look, very top, there's a red color bar. Written over the security and arrow pointing left hand side. Can you see that?
Yeah, it says security and an arrow, yeah?
Yeah, do you click on that arrow, the left hand side arrow?
I'm clicking on it, it's not going nowhere.
Okay, don't do anything now. Listen to me, sir. Alright, so I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager. He will help you for the cancellation process. He will connect you to our security department so that we can show you each and everything regarding this order and all. So, just please hang on.
Because I didn't make it. I didn't make this order.
Yes, sir. I understand that and I make you understand each and everything.
I can't listen to a phone. Mm-hmm. I've got work to do. And
yes, sir, I understand that, sir. Okay, so no need to worry. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager. Okay, please hold the line.
Oh, I mean, it's crap.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex Wilson. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, all right, buddy. All right.
Good to have you, sir. So, I do believe my previous colleague has explained you each and everything regarding this call.
Yeah, Manny. I'm trying to work it out for me, because
I totally understand.
I get phone calls all the time saying that you're taking money from my account through my eBay, but I didn't make the purchase.
All right. The thing is that, sir, you're very correct. You haven't done anything from your end, okay? Someone else from overseas has misused your information. They created a fake identity of yours and created a fake account on eBay. And by using your information, they're placing those kind of fraud charges so that they can pretend to be you and they can do any kind of fraud charge, okay? Now, what I'm going to do, sir, I'm going to verify the cancellation ID first. What can you see on your screen first? Let me know.
What do you need now off my screen?
I'm asking you, what can you see on your screen? Just tell me, what do you see on your screen at the moment?
Inactive access.
Okay, you're on the security page, right? Look at the right, left-hand side top corner, at the extreme left-hand side top corner. There's a small back arrow. Tap that back arrow.
Yeah, I'll keep the back. Yep.
Now what can you see?
It says any desk, your address.
Okay. I'm confirming. All right. I'm confirming you your address, sir. It's 2266520746.
No, you're wrong.
746. All right. It's 2266507 46. All right.
Correct.
All right. Okay, sir. Now our server is going to verify this ID and the password. I do believe you have set the password. My colleague has provided you a security password, right?
Yeah. I don't know it.
All right. Now don't do anything. Yes. Now listen to me very carefully. Don't do anything on your phone. Don't touch anywhere. On the right-hand side bottom corner, if you see any option coming up, it says start now. Then click on start now.
Yes, it says security warning.
Just wait. Don't do anything over there. You made a mistake on setting the password. Have you put anything in uppercase?
No.
Okay. look at the left-hand side top corner. Do you see three horizontal lines? Give a touch on the three lines.
Yeah, that's in the remote setting and my address.
Not the three dots. Look at the left-hand side top corner. There will be three white lines.
Yep.
Click on the lines.
Yep.
Then click on settings.
Settings.
Then click on security.
Yep.
Now scroll down the security page. You will get to see permission profile just below clear previous session profile. This is permission profile. You will get to see permission profiles on the permissions.
Permission?
Yes, click on permission profile.
Provide.
This is permission profile just above the access control list.
Inside profiles and profiles.
Do you see a permission profile?
No provide.
What can you see on your screen?
Allow other devices to save login information from this desk.
You just scroll down the page a bit. Scroll down. Scroll down. Do you see permission profile just below that? Yes. Click on permission profile.
Permission profile.
Yes. Give a touch on that. Now, do you see the third option, full access? Touch on that.
Yep, full access.
Okay, so have you clicked on that?
Yep.
Now, do you see the fourth option? It says set password. Give a click on set password.
Set password, yep.
Now, I'm giving you a new password. Just put it over there. It's eBay, all in lowercase. Type the word eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay. Make sure you're typing each and every letter in lowercase. Nothing will be in uppercase. eBay. Then seven, eight.
Hang on.
All right.
All lowercase.
Yes.
Seven.
All lowercase. I will type in EBAY. I will put the number seven. Numerical seven. It will be okay.
Yeah. Done it.
Then number eight.
Okay. Yep.
Then number two. Then number zero.
Yep.
Now press OK. Have you clicked on OK?
Yep, done it. And it's going back to
permission profile, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now don't touch anywhere. If you see any option coming up on your screen, it says start now.
Yep.
On the right hand side. Look on the right hand side. There will be an option coming up. It says start now. Tap on start now.
Yep, start now.
Yes. Now just wait. Now, do you see any close option on your screen? Tap on close.
Yep, close. Close the other one?
Yes, close the other one as well.
Yep.
Now,
go back to security.
Yes, go back to the security. Just come out of it. Go back to the main page. Go back to the previous page. Go back. Now what can you see? Now what can you see on your screen, sir? Please let me know.
Connecting. Let's publish. eBay security service.
Okay, the server has, the robotic server has verified your identity, okay? Now press the circular button from the very bottom and come back to your regular home screen. Press the home button. Don't press any other option. Yes, the home button, the circular button.
Well, circle on my phone, yep, back to home screen.
Now,
can you see what my screen looks like?
We are not allowed to see your screen, sir, okay? We are not allowed to see your screen. I'm guiding you blindly, okay? Now, do a thing. You need to open up the Play Store app once again.
I couldn't hear that, man. That was all static.
You need to open up Play Store. Open the Play Store.
Yep. Open.
Are you on the Play Store, sir?
Yeah, mate.
That's perfect. Now, on the search bar, you need to type over there AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
But I just need AnyDesk.
I'm giving you the security update. You just type the AnyDesk, type it down.
But I just got AnyDesk. Hang on.
Go back to the search bar and type AnyDesk.
Yeah, I've got AnyDesk.
You need to listen to me first. After the word AnyDesk, you need to leave a space.
Type.
First of all, give a click on yes. Now after the AnyDesk, give a click on space, give a space and type plugin.
P-L-U-G-4.
You need to type plugin. This is plug-in, P-L-U-G-I-N. Click on that option.
Yep.
Now, do you see any of this plug-in, AD1, any option like that?
Yeah, I do. There's business.
Yes, click on it.
Yep.
Now you'll get the install option. Yes, tap on install, yes.
There's more fucking crap on my phone, that's all it's doing.
Once the security work is done, sir, you can delete it, okay? After the security work is done.
Not yet. That's all in.
All right. Now press the home button and open up your phone settings. Once you're on the settings, please let me know, sir.
For, it hasn't got it. It's just got the AnyDesk. It hasn't got AnyDesk plug-in.
No, there will be no AnyDesk plugin. You just open up your settings. On the settings, you will get to see that.
Settings?
Yes, your phone settings.
Hang on.
You open the settings.
Well, I think settings, yep.
Now scroll down to the page. You will get to see the option. It says accessibility.
Access. What, smart access?
Yes. This is smart assistance, anything like that.
Yep.
Okay. Now over there you will get to see an option, accessibility. Tap on that option.
What option?
DC accessibility. Accessibility.
No. Accessibility. Yep. Got it.
Have you got it?
Yep.
Now scroll down to the bottom. You will get to see an option, AnyDesk Control Service AD1.
Yeah. Turned off at the moment?
Yes, you need to make it turn on. You need to turn it on.
My service is turned on to provide remote control capabilities to AnyDesk app.
Yes. Turn it on and make it allow.
I'm trying to. Yep. Found the switch.
Click on OK.
Yep.
Have you done that, sir?
Yep, done that.
Now come back to your home page again and open up your AnyDesk app. Come back to the home screen and open the red app AnyDesk once again.
Yep.
Have you opened it, sir?
Yes, I have. It says battery off. It's saying something battery.
It's battery optimization. There will be a blank checkbox. Don't show this again. Click on don't show this again and then click on OK.
Yep, done it. Hang
all right.
I've got an airplane flying over me.
Okay.
Give me a second while the plane disappears.
All right. Now, you will get to see the start now option again. Just tap on start now. All right.
Yep.
Our server will give you the start now again. Tap on start now.
Yep, is that?
Alright, the server has verified your ID successfully and the security firewall has been generated for you. Now press the home button first and open up your Google, sir. Let me show you something.
Well, hang on, going back to home and Google.
Yes, open up your Google.
Yep.
Okay. Now on the search bar, you need to type over there, my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
Hang on, I need to charge his phone as well. So what am I doing? My.
Yes, type my.
Yep.
Then leave a space.
A space.
Yep. Then number one, numerical one.
One, yep.
After that, do you see any option coming up on your screen? It says my 1P address location. No, it says my 1P address location. Do you see anything like that? Tap on that. Have you done that, sir?
Yes.
Now, just after that, you will get to see the results, okay? Do you see the option? It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN. You need to click on that option, sir.
Alright, just coming up now.
Alright. Now, before we go ahead, can you just confirm me? Do you know anything about IP address?
Yeah, it's something about IP address of your phone.
Okay, I'm explaining you, sir. So the IP address means Internet Protocol Address, okay? The internet line you're using at the moment runs under an IP address, okay? For the security of your information, okay? Apart from you, no one else in this world, no one else in a family member as well, is allowed to use your IP address, okay? If someone gets into your IP address, those person will be able to see all your internet activity, all your information they will get, okay? Now, you need to scroll to the top of your page, you will get to see a black small bar. It says your IP and your status. Do you see your IP number over there?
And your status.
Do you see your IP number on your screen?
Yep.
Yes. The IP you can see on your screen, sir, that's your personal IP address for your own personal use, okay? No. Apart from you, no one else in this world is allowed to use this IP address. Now you can see your status. What is your status you can see on your screen, sir?
My status, it says unprovided.
Sorry?
It says unprovided.
I think it says unprotected. Do you see unprotected?
I'm blind, man. I can't really see well, so.
Okay, sir. You can get your glasses with you if you have any problem.
I don't have my glasses.
Okay, alright.
Unprotected, it says.
Okay, so it means, sir, that someone else from outside is trying to misuse your information and they're getting into your IP address, okay? And that's the reason, whatever the fraudulent activities the people are trying to do, you're not able to get any information about it. Now, do you see any red alert has been given to you on the middle of your screen?
It says, your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your conduction.
Connection. It's connection. Oh, my God. That's not a good sign. So it means, sir, that someone else from outside is trying to get into your information and they're using your details for doing some fraud activities on eBay, Amazon, and any other platform, okay? So we are going to block...
Yeah, I got a phone call from Amazon, too, saying that they're taking money from my account.
I do understand your concern. The thing is that your IP address is getting compromised, okay? And from your IP address, your personal information, your identity details are getting compromise to the overseas people. Now what we're gonna do, as you are right at the moment, you are connected with the eBay security server, okay? There is a security firewall has been given to you for temporary time from our server. But we have to activate your security server as well because your status is unprotected at the moment. So we have to secure your internet line, we have to secure your IP address as well as your information from our server. Now, I will, according to our reports, the people who are misusing your information, they have some reasons to do this, right? Their main motive is to steal your money or to do something fraudulent on your account so that they can do some fraud transactions. Okay. Now, according to our server reports, the people who were making these fraud charges of $299 and many other things, they were trying to do these kind of charges from two bank accounts. All right. We have the reports of two bank accounts. One is Commonwealth and the another one is NAB. You do banking with both of the banks, sir?
And that my NAB bank is actually hooked to eBay.
Sorry?
My NAB bank is actually hooked to my eBay.
Okay.
If there's no money in my bank, it can't be taken.
All right, I understand. Now, what I'm going to do, sir, I'm just holding the line for you. The way you check your banking statements, you need to check it, okay? In the last 3 days, if you see any unknown transaction, even if it is a $1, please let me know, all right? And you have to check the Commonwealth statement from the application. Yes, check it right now. I'm on the line with you. Yes. First of all, check on your Commonwealth. Don't check your NAB. Don't use the app, okay? Listen to me first.
My Commonwealth because it's being thwarted.
You need, okay, now listen to me first. Come out of your NAB. Come out of your NAB. Don't log into the NAB from the application. The application is not safe at the moment, okay? Just come out of it. Go back to the home page and use your Google. Use your Google.
Use my Google?
Yes, use your Google to log in.
I'm not going through Google.
Sir, Google is the security platform at the moment.
Yeah,
you can
I'm not logging into my bank through my Google.
It's for your own safety. You're doing it on your phone, sir, okay? I know what are the security steps we are taking for you.
Work. I can't sit in the car and let people look at me saying, well, he's not doing any work here. He's just sitting on his ass.
Whatever you're doing, sir.
He's called me and told me you're doing fraud, and now I'm fucking happy stuck here doing this.
We're not paying him because he doesn't do any work. I totally understand your concern, but whatever you're doing, sir, you're doing it for your own safety and your own benefit. You're not sharing me any of your details. Why, sir? Don't you know your ID and password?
I don't know my password to Google.
Sorry, I didn't get you. Come up again. Come up again, sir.
I can't fucking do this shit. I'm fucking getting nervous. What, so you want me to log into my bank? Google.
Yes, use your Google because Google is the safe place at the moment, okay? And there will be no history of your information will be there on Google. All right. So just check it from Google. Yes.
Yeah, well, I can't go through here because I don't have my wallet on me. I don't have my card information.
Your card information is not needed. Do you remember?
I'm putting on it. Yeah, I'm just logged into online banking. Now it's asking me, all for me, I can credit me card numbers and stuff.
No. Look at the, yes. It will ask you for your customer ID and password, okay? Your NAB ID and password.
Yeah, I know. And I don't have it. I don't have it on me. This is what I'm saying. But if I go through my account, I know my password.
Okay, I understand. You know the application password, right, sir? You're saying that, right?
Yeah, I'm not through my app. Yes, I do.
Okay, I understand. You just do a thing. Don't log into your app right now. I will tell you what you need to do. Just come out of each and everything and first check the statements of your Commonwealth account. All right?
I can't get into my Commonwealth. It's been
boarded,
so I've had it closed.
So, is it active at the moment? Is the account is active?
No, it's not active. It's closed. Because the security team, I've got to call the security team for my Commonwealth.
Okay, first of all, go to the app.
Alright,
I understand.
Taken.
When did that happen? When did that happen, sir?
Oh, fucking 4 months ago.
Alright. Okay. Just try to log into the Commonwealth. Just try to check it.
Wait, it's all closed.
Okay.
Park security. Log in.
All right. You just come up.
My citizen number. I don't have my citizen number on me.
All right. All right.
I don't have my password on me.
All right. Don't do anything. Just come out of it. stay on your regular homepage of your phone, okay? Don't do anything. Just give me a moment. Let me talk to the senior security officer, okay? And I will get back to you within a while. Just stay on the line. And don't log into any of your banking.
I've got to get back to work.
I understand, sir. You're doing it for your own safety. You have to be. You have to have some patience. Just be on the line.
Well, you're going to hurry up with the patients because I don't have any.
I'm trying my level best, sir. I'm trying my level best. You just be on the line. Let me talk to the security officer, okay? Just give me a moment.
Go for it, mate. Go for it. Because, I need to get back to work.
Hello, are you there, sir? Can you hear me? Okay. All right. I just had a word with one of my senior supervisor, okay? They notified me that as because your identity details are getting compromised from your internet line, so at the moment it's a case of an identity theft, okay? Your information are trying to be compromised for an identity theft. So what I'm going to do, we will simply transfer your call to the anti-fraud department of NCS.
No, I can't do this at the moment, mate. I got to fucking work and pay for my fucking living. Look,
sir.
I'm going to have to hang up on you, mate.
No. You can't do
I
this.
Have to,
you? Okay, listen to me. Give me 2 minutes. Listen to me, sir. Give me 2 minutes.
I can't feed my fucking children. I can't feed myself.
We need to secure each and everything. You need to understand that. If you lose any of your funds,
I can't do it at the moment. I've got to work.
Sir, if you lose, sir, okay, listen. If you lose your funds, what will you do? You will tell your bank at that point of time after losing your money. You just give me a moment, okay? Okay, just give me a moment. Let me transfer this call to the senior security officer. He's going to explain you the thing. Okay.
Please, hurry up, because I'm over this crap.
Yes, just give me 2 minutes. Talk to him. He will make a call back for you, okay? Just stay on the line. All right. Stay
on the line.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Yeah, all right, buddy. I've got to get back to work, mate. I can't be on this phone all day.
Do you think that it is more important, you have to go to work? I can understand that.
Because I don't make any money if I'm on the telephone all day.
But the thing is that somebody, what will gonna do after earn the money if someone will took all the money from you? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, I've got to make money to put in my account for people to take it.
Do you think that you only make money and you can give it to somebody else?
I don't want to give it to anyone else, but everyone else is forwarding me to take it.
So that is the reason why? That is the reason why they are doing these sort of things in behalf of you. Now, we need to go ahead and check all these activities that whatever they are doing on the internet. Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several fraud activities which has been going on. Okay. Now, could you just tell me that on your mobile phone, for what reason you have downloaded the application that is VIP Access? For what reason you use this application? Because somebody else is also using this application.
Do I have VIP access on my phone, do I?
Yes, on your mobile phone.
Yes, because they asked me to.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not talking about the any desk. I'm not talking about the any desk. No, I'm asking for the VIP access. For what reason you have downloaded the application VIP access?
They asked me to download it on Google to find my IP address.
No, that is not the... I'm not talking about the any desk. I'm talking about the VIP access, which has been already been downloaded on your mobile phone.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't see it.
Okay, now, could you just tell me when did the last time you logged in into your NAB and check your statement for the last time?
Probably about 2 days ago, last time I looked at my NAB.
Sorry?
About 2 days ago was the last time I looked at my NAB, so my girlfriend transferred... My girlfriend transferred money so I could pay after pay.
Okay, and when did you, last time, you checked the statement? Like, how many accounts are you having with this NAB?
NAB, I've got two. I've got the card account and also my savings.
Okay, now when did you last time check it? Could you just confirm it to me on your current account? What was the last available balance? What was the last available balance you have?
What's my level balance at the moment?
Yeah, on the current account.
Probably $70-odd and zero in my savings.
Okay. Now, could you just open up the AnyDesk application once?
Oh, my geez. AnyDesk? Yes, open.
Okay. Now, can you see any option? It says start now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, got eBay security service.
All right. Now you do one thing: press the home button and come back to the home screen. And apart from the NAB, do you banking with any other bank?
Yes, I've got you banking.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you bank.
And when did the last time you check? When did the last time you check the statement of your UBank?
Probably about three days ago, four days ago.
Okay, can you just log in into the UBank and check the statement that if any money has been deducted from that account or not?
No, they can't take any money because they don't know the password and it's all fingerprint.
It's not about the password only, because there are lots of transactions which has been happened from your account.
The 29 cents. Right, hang on, I'll go to the account. Yeah, it's
29 cents. Okay, now you can log out from the bank. Okay, now do you use ZipPay?
ZipPay?
Yeah.
ZipPay. Sometimes I use ZipPay, not all the time.
Okay, can you just do one thing? Can you just log in into the ZipPay?
Hang on, I'll find the ZipPay. You have the ZipPay?
Yeah.
Hang on.
And apart from you, does anyone... Apart from you, does anyone use this mobile phone?
Nope. There's $1.57 in there. Because I spent the last of it buying shopping for my kids.
Okay, now come back to your home screen and you have got an Afterpay account too. Can you just log in into the Afterpay?
Why?
Because they have got all the information and the details of yours and they can, their kids...
This is shared Afterpay. This is shared with me and my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And it's on a different email.
Okay, right. Now, once you logged in onto your account, $70. Have you logged in?
Yeah, well, my phone keeps turning off. Yeah, I'm in it. Wait. Yeah, I'm in it.
Okay, now what do you see on that page?
Hey, it's just got scores on it.
Okay, give a click on my profile.
my profile. No, it doesn't have my profile. It's got my Afterpay.
Okay, now go to that Afterpay now. Okay, can you just swipe down the screen?
What for? No, I can't move it. Oh, that's it. That's all you can do. What are you trying to look for? My activities? My missus spends on packing crap? Yeah, she spends a lot of money on crap, mate. And I'm the one stuck paying for it.
And who have done that?
My girlfriend spends a lot of money on it.
Your girlfriend has spent a lot of money on it?
These apps have nothing to do with you. Do you understand? No one takes money from these apps. No one's taking money from my account. But here you are fucking calling me. eBay's calling me saying they're taking money from my account. And this is what I'm trying to get rid of.
And what do you do for a living? Like, you haven't got any money to survive for yourself.
Yeah, I'm unemployed, mate. And what work I can get.
You're unemployed and still you have got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I do odd jobs for people to make extra cash so I can feed my children.
Okay. All right.
And now I get eBay saying that I've got funds in America of nearly $39 billion.
Okay, go to your work, shut up. You go to your work and earn some money, alright? Your girlfriend needed
you. That's what I'm trying to do, but I can't. Yeah. I'm stuck on a telephone.
Yes, go on. Get lost.